Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. I'd like to focus on the Lenten season by sharing with you a feature I put together in view of Benedict XVI's spiritual exercises, which have as focus this year the light of Christ at the heart of the Church, John Paul II and the theology of saints. Picking up on this theme, which will be at the heart of the meditations presented by Carmelite François-Marie Latel, and ahead, of course, of the beatification of this Polish pontiff, I thought I'd shine the spotlight on his prayer life, as viewed by someone who witnessed it firsthand. He's Jesuit and Cardinal Roberto Tucci. One last word. This interview was done shortly before the late John Paul II's death.
The capacity of the Holy Father to isolate himself from whatever is happening around him and concentrate in prayer. And for a long time, not only, when we were visiting a church, he would stay 10 minutes, a quarter of an hour, the altar where the Blessed Sacrament was kept, and I was anxious about the program, because perhaps we were already late, but also in his own chapel. And even during the Pope's visit to different countries in the morning, in the Nunciature, generally we were living in the Nunciature of the Holy Father, he would stay minimum 3/4 of an hour alone in the chapel, very first in the morning. Being in the same situation, I would have been able also to pray a little bit, but I would be more interested in the rehearsal of the speeches he had to give during the day. As a man, continuous dialogue with our Lord, with our Lady, the Madonna, Mother of God. Even when we were having meetings in order to prepare the Pope's visit to one or the other country, I remember that we would start always to pray a good 10 minutes in the chapel before meal, and then again after meal, returning to the chapel for another rather long prayer. His great devotion to Our Lady, the Mother of God, it depends both of his Polish roots and also on I think, which is not Polish at all. Because his devotion with his coat of arms, Totus Tuus, doesn't come from Poland, comes from France. Because he took that from Grignion de Montfort, a canonized French saint, and a simple tailor, with a great influence on the devotion, the personal devotion of this Pope. It was Tiranovsky. He was a very simple person, but a great influence on him. Provided the Holy Father with copies of works of St. John of the Cross, of Teresa of Avila, and of Grignion de Montfort. So you see, is a Pole in the sense of strict connection with his own cultural, social, historical roots, at the same time open to other cultures.
Spending a lot of time in prayer, was it difficult to work with him when you prepared his travels?
No, because I think that probably the capacity of facing difficult problems depends also on the fact that he discusses, I think, those problems with the Lord. Caring about the different problems of the world, different problems of the church in different countries and so on. So I think that is a way of a meditation. Together, praying, he meditates about problems. So for that reason, then he can face without, perhaps he doesn't need so much information through dossier, but he draws the important information from the people, who are already well informed, especially if they are coming from the countries where the Pope had to go and visit, but also from this capacity to concentrate in prayer about problems. You know that when I visited Poland, Krakow, I discovered, for me it was a discovery, but anyway, that the Holy Father, when he was Archbishop there, he would write his own personal important documents kneeling in his chapel, where they had prepared for him a special kneeling,
Prie-Dieu.
Which was where he was able even to write. And there was a lamp, so he could, even in the night or in the evening, he could work kneeling or seated, but in front of the Blessed Sacrament.
And warm thanks there to Jesuit Cardinal Roberto Tucci for sharing his memories of John Paul II with us. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for listening.